CNO.com. Go to donate here, and it will take you to that page I'm talking about.
You're listening to South Florida's good news station, W.
Go to donate here.
Palm City.
Okay, it's time for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Bumgardner. The number again to call?
888-221-8990.
Hello, this is Richard Stein from All Florida Investigations and Security Services. Today, in the American Christian Church, we have come under increasing threats from those who want to do harm to our church and family. In the United States, we are guaranteed the right to worship our God and to gather in the name of Jesus. We must never shrink back from our God-given rights. However, it has become apparent in today's society the need for common sense security procedures for our places of worship. All Florida Investigations and Security Services will provide free security assessments for your worship location. We provide armed and unarmed security personnel, Code Red active shooter training, staff evaluations and screening, as well as security consulting for any location. Code Red at 772-595-5335. That's 772-595-5335. Or check us out on the web at securityinflorida.com. Thank you, and God bless.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home, tell me about a great first. You could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now. And no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled, reading and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
God's got something more for your life, and it's available to you through the limitless power of God. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but for your life to be something better than where I'm at, and surely there's got to be something more than where I've been. If that's you today, I want you to know that you're on to something by being here. God's got more for you. He's got destiny for you that goes beyond anything you've ever been able to comprehend or understand, and it's only going to take faith. Faith. Somebody shout faith. See, we've become good at putting a smile on our face and making everybody think we're okay. Then we get home at night and our head hits the pillow at night and we ain't able to silence the voice of frustration. And all the questions that play through our mind, they continue to say, they say things like, "You're not living up to your potential. Will you ever get to where you really think you ought to be? You haven't arrived to the place of destiny. What promise? I don't see no promise. Listen, if that's playing through your head at night, then I got good news for you. You're about to... Somebody shout breakthrough. I come to tell you today, I don't know where you've been living, but God's about to break your cycles of frustration and break your cycles of discouragement. He's about to break disappointments off of your life. Somebody shout now faith. Now faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says this, and since we have the same spirit of since we have the same spirit of faith. Somebody say the same spirit. What's he talking about? He's talking about all the heroes of faith in the Bible. The same faith that David had. The same faith that Moses had. The same faith that Noah had. The same faith that Samson had and Gideon had. And the same faith that Rahab had. Since you now have the same spirit of faith. Somebody shout, the same spirit. Rich you now. You get to Hebrews chapter 11, he begins to talk about all kinds of people. You know what was interesting about these people? They didn't share ethnicity. They didn't share color. They didn't share age. They didn't share social status. They were the most mixed up bunch of multiracial, multi-ethnic, rich to poor, poor to rich people you had ever seen in your life. But you know what they all had in common? They had the same spirit of faith. Oh, come on, amen. Hebrews 11 just starts out saying, by faith, Abel offered a better sacrifice. By faith, Noah built an ark. By faith, he preserved his family. By faith, Abraham left the land and trusted God, not knowing where he was going. By faith, Moses confronted family. By faith, captives free. By faith, David took a slingshot and took out a giant. By faith, Rahab hid the spies in the wall and caused a nation to inherit a promise. By faith, Gideon wiped out the armies and the enemies of God. Somebody shout by faith. That's all they had in common. They look like us. Look around the room. I love this church. This ain't no white church. It ain't no black church. It ain't no poor church. It ain't no rich church. It is a God of people church. Come on, it's a people of faith church. Hallelujah. Well, I love the Holy Ghost. He goes through this list of about 20 or so people. He don't tell us nothing about their resume. Love the Holy Ghost. Tell us what they had in their bank account. He don't tell us what kind of training they had. He don't tell us what kind of family they come from. He don't tell us nothing. He just says if you look at their resume, it's got one word on it. Faith. Faith. So how did you do it, Daniel? I did it by faith. How did you do it, David? I did it by faith. How did you do it, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? We did it by faith. How did you get out of your mess? We did it by faith. How did you do it, Joseph? How did you live in the pit? I did it by faith. How did you overcome? I did it by faith. How did you get through the nations? I did it by faith. See, sometimes you can't find nobody to agree with you. Sometimes you just got to agree with the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. Noah couldn't get nobody to come in agreement with him. He preached all those years. 400 years he preached. Nope, it's going to rain. 2 years later, the rain's coming. 100 years later, rain is coming. Get ready. Nobody received his message. Nobody believed his gospel. But by faith, he kept right on preaching and right on working. Some of us get tired of an 8-part series. Show up at Truth Church 5 years later and we're still talking about the rain. Somebody shout by faith.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. We're going to take a break from the message. Located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the day, people are going to say, how'd you do it? You're going to say, I did it by faith. At the end of the day, they're going to say, how'd you get through? I did it by faith. I don't know. There's no other way to explain it. I had to have faith in God. There was no other way to get a breakthrough but God. So how'd you get through? I did it by faith. Come that. It was by faith. It was God's power being released in my life by faith. Amen? It says this in verse 13. He says, and since we have. How many of you know we have it? It's not something we're trying to get. We have it. Touch somebody and say, we got it. It's not something I'm trying to get. We got it. Everybody in this room's got faith. Even if you ain't got faith in God, you got faith. If you're full of fear, you got faith. Because fear is faith just into the negative. Come on, somebody. Amen. Fear is faith with a negative focus. I just keep being afraid I'm going to lose it all. I just keep being afraid everybody's going to quit on me. I just keep being afraid I ain't never going to get anything happen in my life. I'm just so afraid. Well, you're going to get what you want because you're believing for it. Come on, amen. How many of you here drove here in a car today? Come on, we all got here in a car. Come on, amen. Now, I didn't go out and look at every car in the parking lot, but I give you here drove here in a car that every car in the parking lot has a place where you stick the key to start it, or it's got a button that you can push that'll start it. Isn't that right? Come on, somebody, amen. I want to know if anybody here this morning went out there to their car this morning, laid hands on the hood, and prayed in tongues for 15 minutes before they tried to start their car. In the name of Jesus, start. I'm going to put this key in here in about 15 minutes, and I'm believing right now by the power of God that's on the inside of me that this car will start. Anybody do that this morning? Why? Because you had faith that when you put the key in it, it was going to start. Come on. Michael and Tim didn't get here this morning and the lights were out. Michael didn't go over to the light switch and put his hands on the light switch and start going, Shakarumbo Soto, Arasakarabahata. I claim in the name of Jesus that when I hit this switch, the lights are coming on. I mean, no, he didn't do that. He just walked in and flipped the switch. Jesus, that when I hit the lights came. Why? Because he had faith that the electricity was going to work. What does that tell you? Sometimes we put more faith in our cars and more faith in electricity than we do in the limitless power of God. We trust the things we can see, but we don't trust the things we can't see. Hallelujah. You better listen to me this morning. The things you cannot see are more real than the things that you can see. Because how many of you know the invisible world? The visible world was born from an invisible realm. The realm where God creates. Somebody say faith. Now watch this. Stay with me. We have the same spirit of faith. I don't have decaffeinated faith. I ain't got faith light. It's the same. Somebody say the same. The same spirit of faith. Now, how many of you believe you got the same spirit of faith this morning? Somebody say the same. David here. This is what Paul's doing. We have the same spirit of faith according to what was written. I believed, therefore I spoke. Somebody say it with me. I believe, therefore I spoke. We also believe, and therefore we speak. Faith has two elements. Everybody say two elements. It's easy. Believing and speaking. Two elements. Believing and speaking. The spirit of faith has got two. Everybody say two. Believing and speaking. I know what some of you are thinking now. I see he done went off the rails. He's become one of them faith preachers. Name it, claim it, blab it, grab it. What are you, some kind of faith preacher? Well, let me just help you. I'm not a doubt preacher. Come on, somebody, amen. Well, are you into all that health and wealth? Well, I'm not a doubt preacher. Sickness. Come on. How'd you like that to show up for church? And I'm preaching on 10 different steps to get poverty and sickness in your life. No, come on, somebody. That don't make no sense at all, amen. Listen, religion will always try to convince you to lower your expectations to the realm of your experience. Religion will always try to convince you to lower your expectations to the realm of your experience. So if you go to a dry, dead up church that doesn't believe God still does miracles anymore, you'll sit in that church and you'll lower your expectation to what's being taught in that church. Or you'll stand up in faith and say, I got to get the hell out of here. Because they're trying to put hell in me. Nah, you didn't hear me. You need to get hell out of you. Because that religious stuff will keep you captivated and bound in sin. Come on, out of you. See, God wants us to get to a place where we raise our expectations to the level of the promise. Not lower them to the level of the experience, but raise them to the level of the promise. You say, well, what's my promise? Well, religion says don't get too excited. Just calm down. Don't worry about it. Don't even confess those great things in faith, because if you don't get them, then you're going to be disappointed. That's what religion says. Don't you better not say that. What if it don't happen? Well, let me just ask you something. What if you confess it and you believe it and it does happen? This is how the enemy succeeds in our life. He does it by silencing us, by trying to keep our mouth shut. How many know if you look in the front of your Bible, in the very beginning of the Bible, it gives you like the whole breakdown of how, if you got a King James Bible, it'll go back to 1611 and tell you that, and how that was translated from the Latin Vulgate, and how that was translated from different pieces of parchment that they gathered up. 11. You know, when King James made a decree that the Word of God would be written, it was so that everybody in English could understand the Word of God in English. And if you didn't have a Bible, now you can have a Bible. But up until that point, nobody carried a Bible. The only people that preached that had a Bible were the people that spoke Latin. And then you had to understand Latin, or you had to have it translated so you can know what they were saying. And you had to go to the priest to get the word. Come on, somebody, amen. But listen to me. How many of you know there was a time when the Word of God was only spoken? There was a time when there was no written word. There was no written New Testament. Did you know that Peter, James, and John, and Paul, in the first 300 years, the only Bible they had to preach from was the Old Testament? There wasn't no New Testament, because they were living it, and they were preaching it, and they were speaking it. Come on, somebody. Amen. It was the Logos Word. And now it's been written to us so we can keep on speaking. Is everybody all right? Can I keep going? Is everybody okay? It was the logo. David said, here's how all the written rules of the Bible operated. We believed and we spoke. We believed it and we spoke it. How are you getting to the other side? I believe I'm getting to the other side. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm getting to the other side. Now watch this. The Logos Word wraps up all of the intentions of God. In other words, it was the beginning of the Word, the Logos of God. And that Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's what John chapter 1 tells us. In other words, everything that Isaiah the prophet talks about, Jesus is. Everything he prophesied about, Jesus is. Can I go a little bit deeper with you? Amen? When Jesus got here, what did he say? He said, all of the law and the prophets, that they, everything they've taught, that's what I am. I am the fulfillment of the law. Said all of the law, the prophets. So that means that everything that Moses wrote on the tablets of stone, the Ten Commandments, everything that was taught in the whole Old Testament, everything that was prophesied in the Old Testament, every law that you look at in the Old Testament, Jesus said, I'm all that and more, baby. He didn't do away with it. He fulfilled it. The law ain't washed away. It's been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1, God spoke to us through the law. He spoke to us through the prophets. But now he speaks to us through his son. How many glad Jesus is talking to you today? Amen. Everybody all right? So God don't talk to people through the law anymore. It's not about the Ten Commandments. It's about the commandment. Everybody say the commandment. It's about the Lord of glory. It's about the grace of God. Matter of fact, Jesus said the whole law is summarized in this law. Let me tell you what it is. Love God with everything that you are and love your neighbor as yourself. God, matter of fact, two things, you'll fulfill everything in the Old Testament. Come on, amen. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll just do those two things, you won't break any of the Ten Commandments. You're not going to get jealous over your neighbor's cow. Come on, amen. You're not going to chase after your buddy's wife. If you'll just do those two things, come on, amen. You won't steal his car. Come on. If you love God, you won't be trying to be envious over somebody's BMW. I ain't got no help. Y'all better help me. Come on, amen. So now what does he do? God is speaking to us through his Son. Jesus has become everything that God had intended for our life. So it's not just words written on white pages and red words and black words on pages that we read anymore. And now the Word of God lives in our hearts. Somebody shout the Word. The Word, God's intentions, God's thoughts, God's ideas anymore. And it's all wrapped up in a book, and it's how God feels about us. It's an instruction manual for our life that he deposits on the inside of us. Is everybody okay? You know what our problem is? We don't like to follow instructions. We get up on Christmas morning and open up the present and take it out and take the instructions and throw them off to the side and try to put it together for 3 hours. And then we get mad and go pull the instructions out of the trash and unfold it and start following the instructions. How many know, if God gave us an instruction manual for our life, that's what most of us do. We just ball it up and throw it in the corner and try to fix it ourselves. And then we find out just how broken we really are and how we don't work. And when we got done putting ourselves together, there's a whole box of leftover parts sitting over there. And we realize we need a little bit of help. So we need to go to the instruction manual. Come on, somebody. And get some word in us. Praise the Lord, amen. Go to the instruction.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you at yourworld.com, The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products, stainless steel construction and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth Radio Broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Realtors, Weather Eventual Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, learn to love, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net. Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
I'm 11:28. Well, good morning still. We are continuing with our efforts to raise some much-needed funding for the ministry of WCNO. And do you know that just before the program with Pastor Bumgardner, we had a call and some matching funds available? That's right. Deb from Stuart giving a matching funds challenge. And Susan from Fort Pierce called in and gave a gift of $200.
Thank you, Susan.
And that was matched with $200. So we have $400 left in matching funds, and we're going to try to wrap that up here in the next few minutes. Your call, whatever it is today, whatever you give, will be matched dollar for dollar by Deb right here in Stuart. Whatever you give, $100 left. A $20 gift becomes $40. A $100 gift doubles up to $200. Your $30 gift becomes $60. Whatever you give, Deb is going to match it up here this morning. We still have a few minutes left of morning, right? It's mid-morning. It's late morning.
Late morning.
Late morning. Yeah. All right. So why not join us with a call today? Have your gift doubled up. 888 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Our local number?
772-221-1100.
All right.